Good Monday. Today is October the 20th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time today and talk about the government shutdown and impacts that's having on farmers as we see a number of USDA offices closed and the lack of availability for funds in certain government programs as farmers try and operate. We'll have the details on that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, some marketing assistance loans could provide cash flow options for farmers, but not until FSA offices can reopen. Now, Senate Majority Leader John Thune has been trying to convince the Trump administration to reopen Farm Service Agency offices around the country so farmers can tap into commodity loans during harvest. Congress remained gridlocked after the Senate again failed Thursday to pass a short-term spending bill that would reopen the federal government. Politico reported that Thune, a Republican from South Dakota, has been relentlessly pressing the White House to reopen FSA offices. One of the biggest challenges, however, is that the Commodity Credit Corporation funds also need to be replenished. Now, more than 2,100 USDA service centers remain closed during the shutdown, and that has locked farmers out of the agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage, or the ARC PLC payments, as well as access to the marketing assistance loans. Based on those marketing assistance loan usage, that's likely affecting farmers of certain commodities more than others. Now, Politico noted that currently the administration officials have no plan to shift money around to allow farmers to tap into marketing loans while the government is shut down. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, speaking on Fox Business Network yesterday, repeated comments she had made last week suggesting a potential aid package for farmers is coming. Quote, as soon as the shutdown lifts, we'll be ready to roll something out and really looking at those who are harmed under the current trade negotiations because China is not abiding by their deal. A commodity loan can provide some market flexibility and some quick liquidity if a producer has a way to store the grain, and this could make those marketing assistance loans more useful this year, as farm finance experts have already highlighted that farmers will face cash flow problems. Producers who used alternative financing could also face earlier demands to repay their operating loans. Chris Gibbs, an Ohio farmer and president of Rural Voices USA, told DTN last week in an interview that he plans to get a commodity loan at his local FSA office once it reopened. A marketing assistance loan is a low-interest loan. It's 5%, but it's lower than anything else you're going to get, he said. And as of September, the marketing assistance loan interest rate was 5%, which is set at 1% above the Commodity Credit Corporation borrowing rate, and it's a fixed rate. Gibbs said he will store his corn and soybeans and use the commodity loan to pay off an operating loan that he has nearly 3 percentage points higher in the interest rate. Ideally, within the 9-month loan term, there will be a price rally that he can take advantage of. At least it gives you some cash flow and to pay some fall bills and maybe even purchase some 2026 supplies if you can find them and you can afford them. Of course, the FSA office has to be open, he said. Gibbs added that he doesn't understand why more people don't use them. It's a gift for cash flow, even if you don't have an outstanding debt. If you can save 10 to 20% on buying your seed in November or December, you just borrow from the government at 5% and save X amount on the dollars. He said it's an absolute no-brainer. Now, generally, few corn, soybean, and wheat farmers bother using the MLAs, according to the USDA. USDA published national prices at $2.20 a bushel for corn, $6.20 a bushel for soybeans, and $3.38 a bushel for wheat. Now, those prices are considered low, but there's another layer on top of that because counties also have different loan rates tied more to the local basis in the markets. Using the $2.20 national corn price, a farmer putting 50,000 bushels under an MAL would get a $110,000 loan at 5% interest for 9 months. USDA commodity loan activity shows fewer than 505 million bushels of corn were put under a commodity loan last year. That's just about 3.4% of the total corn crop. Only 2% of the 2024 soybean crop was put under a commodity loan, and just over 1% of the wheat crop was. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk a little bit about farm safety and different considerations that both farmers operating equipment on the roads and motorists need to keep in mind during this busy harvest season.
In the midst of harvest season, while some crops like wheat and rice are near to completely harvested, others such as corn and soybeans will soon be. No matter if your role is a producer driving a combine, a driver hauling grain to the local elevators, or a motorist on country roads surrounded by farmland, safety needs to be kept in mind.
Fall gets going. The days are getting shorter, so you're going to see these big pieces of equipment out onto the roadway later into the evening. We're getting darker earlier in the evening, so the chances that ag equipment is going to meet with the motoring public is pretty good this time of year.
Dan Neenan of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety says both farm equipment drivers and motorists need safety reminders when they are on the road this time of year.
So left turns on the farmsteads is something that we need to talk about. Ag equipment will be making turns into farmsteads. The motoring public, you have to obey the law, and you can only pass farm equipment in passing zones. You can't pass it in no passing zones. But we see a lot of collisions that occur between the motoring public and the farming community when the tractors and the combines are turning left into farmsteads about the same time that the motoring public is trying to pass. So there needs to be that awareness out there and to share the road.
Meanwhile, farmers need to make safety checks of machinery and have personal protection and safety equipment available prior to the start of harvest. For the season, for each day.
We always want to take a look at the fire extinguishers that are in the shed and in the combine. Are they charged? Are they ready to go? The first aid kits. Do you have a farm first aid kit that's stocked and ready to go?
Neenan adds, if a grower's area uses 911 signs for emergency notification,
have a notebook in every vehicle, combine, tractor, pickup truck, minivan, that might go from farmstead to farmstead, because farmers are now renting more property than ever before, that would have that 911 sign. So if you have an emergency, that you can get that 911 sign and be able to give them that 911 number right away, which is going to tell the dispatcher what fire department, what ambulance, what law enforcement agency to be able to respond.
And even though most cell phone customers pay a 911 fee that allows vectoring to find GPS location,
that takes time. And in an injury or in a cardiac event, time is muscle. So we need to shorten up that time from the time that we dial 911 till the time that we can get medical resources there to be able to help.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.